Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. Good morning, good morning. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, streaming worldwide at cjsf.ca. Today, our treat is we're going to be talking about wishes and how Corleone wishes a wonderful winter season. Okay, today we're going to be talking about wishes and how Corleone wishes a wonderful winter season and is ushering it in with this additional set of programs that are happening. But my guest is the artistic director of Corleone, Eric Light. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
The excitement, you see, I'm excited. Anybody that is walking along downtown in the entertainment area sees these big signs with Corleone, Wondrous Winter Season. And I thought another word that starts with wonder is wish. I know you're going to be explaining how what happens today or what's happening over the next few days are examples of your wish. But I think our listeners might wish to know, what are three things that you are most excited about in your career and that has been one of the reasons that you have remained in Vancouver?
Well, that's a big question. I think the things I would hope people would know about me and how this kind of relates to my job here, I think one is just the work that we do and the work that I try to put in to make this music making with singing in a choir be of and for the community. Our singers come from this community, and we really want to make sure that everything that we offer is not so much about what we do, but it's about what we can give and what we can impact on this place. So, and a lot of the work that happens comes from making that a priority. I think the other thing I wish for is that people start to realize coming to a Corleone concert, especially these Christmas ones, it's a full sensory experience. We do a ton of work to make sure that we have like beautiful lighting and beautiful spaces, and it's an immersive experience. It's something that you can't get really fully from a video or a recording. You have to be in those seats and surrounded by that sound, by the lights, by the space, and also the people that are also coming. I think that part of sharing in a live music situation is that time that we share with one another in the audience. It's that communal feeling there. And I think the third thing is just you know, that this is a wonderful place to be working in Vancouver. People have been really lovely to me. It's a place where you can try things out and make new headway into your personal artistic world, and I feel like I get a wonderful chance to do that with a lot of support around me. So I feel very fortunate.
Yeah, the dates that we're talking about, the Wondrous Winter Season, are December 19th, 20th, and 21st, and they're all being held at St. Andrew's Wesley United on Nelson. What is the mixture of music that people will be hearing? Because sometimes people picture Christmas music and they picture just carols or just faith songs, but what are the different types of musical experiences that it's in your program?
I think especially for this year, the overriding idea that I had and kind of the direction the program took on was how do we pack in as many familiar carols as possible, but present them all in new ways? And so almost all of these carols that we're singing, I mean, I don't know what, there's 9-10 of them, just of the traditional Christmas carols. These will all be arrangements that folks have not heard this choir sing, and maybe no choir sing. But I also think that we can, the other part of this is taking these carols and doing arrangements where the real choral sound of Corleone can be prominent and be something that can transform those songs in people's minds. So I think that's really it. But we also have a wide breadth of music. We've got some pop songs. I've did an arrangement of Ron Sexsmith tune. We've got folk music from Newfoundland, from Kentucky mountain music. It's a wide variety of music that we bring in that is both can be silly, can be really sacred, but hopefully overall just beautiful and uplifting.
I understand that the concert's going to be rounded out with the world premiere of two new arrangements. Can you tell us something about those?
Yeah, we have a brand new arrangement of Angels We Have Heard on High by a composer and arranger by the name of Dan Forrest. He's kind of become, at least in the choral world, like all over the world, kind of like the arranger for Christmas carols. And so we were able to have a new version of his setting of Angels We Have Heard on High, which is beautiful for four-hand piano and features the choir. It's his pieces always kind of create a journey, and that's really great. We also have a wonderful new arrangement of Joy to the World that we're doing by a conductor and composer from Minneapolis.
Wow, that sounds exciting. You have some musical guests joining you in Vancouver. Could you tell us about who they are?
Yeah, one of the things I love to do with this show is not only just have the choir singing, but also bringing in other instrumental colors. So Tina Chang and Carolee Morlang are playing piano with us. Back this year, who is always a favorite with our audience and with the choir, is Cameron Wilson, a violin and fiddle player. Keith Sinclair is playing guitar. We have Lawrence Mahler up on bass and Michael Soderling playing various percussions. So all of those instruments, I think, also bring a lot of sparkle and energy to the show.
Thank you.
Historically, you have some Juno awards. The choir's been Juno nominated and recognized as one of the Vanguard ensembles. How many countries or programs have you traveled to? Has the choir traveled to?
Boy, I don't know what the overall number of countries would be, but you know, the choir has done multiple tours to Europe, throughout Canada, throughout the United States, as well as a number of years ago, I believe 2018, we took the choir to Singapore and Bali. So the choir is able to reach out in live ways there. But the other thing that we do, and I think it's worth saying, is that if for those that can't make the show here or maybe live too far away or whatever's going on, we create concert films of all of our programs. And they're, you know, seven cameras, beautiful sound. They look like full-on. We don't even call them, you know, digital concerts anything anymore. We call them concert films because they really have a cinematic quality to them. But we put those up for free on YouTube. You just have to go to our website and get an RSVP, and you'll get the link to that concert. And then throughout the holidays, you can just listen to that. It works as a just an audio only album, as well as watch the concert at home on your devices or the big TV, whatever that is. But that has been a really popular thing, both here in Canada, throughout North America, as well as the world. We have people that are tuning in for all of our concerts, especially our Christmas ones, doing that that free RSVP to be able to, and are able to watch this throughout the world, which is a really wonderful feeling to have after you get done with these concerts, to know that this music is still going on.
Now I want to put a pin in that for a second so Penny can get her pin. And for you to give both your website and the, if there's a different address for YouTube, how do people connect to get these concerts?
If you go to corleone.org, that will be right on the front page, and you will find tickets to the concert. You'll find the RSVP for the concert film, all sorts of wonderful options in that one-stop shop at corleone.org.
And because of the spelling, it's different for Cor, very different. Can you spell the Corleone?
CHORLEONI.ORG.
I think that's fabulous. I haven't heard of other groups. I mean, they'll tell you afterwards for $19.99. You can get a copy of this. But I think that's awesome that, you know, people can just go online and hear it for free.
So do I. And it's, you know, especially this time, you want to be able to feel like you can give gifts. And it's a way that we can do that. And they become wonderful. Actually, our whole YouTube channel is just chock full. There's actually a wonderful Christmas playlist there of pieces from past concerts. So you can just put that on and have that on in your background. And again, all free. And it's one of the ways the internet's actually wonderful.
Yes. I wanted to ask, you know, for people who think that's an unreachable goal to become a part of a concert group or a performance group, what are the kind of steps in a person maybe finishing being in a choir? Or what are the steps to being able to audition or become a part of Corleone?
Mm-hmm. I think that folks that end up in the choir, it is an auditioned ensemble. So the folks that come to the choir have had a decent amount of singing experience. A lot of them begin in children's choirs, sing through high school at the collegiate level. A lot of them have also played instruments. Music reading and music literacy is a real big part of what we need to have people be able to be a part of this, just because we do, you know, 6-7 programs a year. So the music moves quickly. And you have to have some of those skills. So the development of those sorts of things on the front side is definitely needs to be there for a group like Corleone. But then when I do the auditions, when those sorts of things are in place, and you can tell usually those what somebody's kind of their singing level, what the voice is doing, as well as their musicianship in a very short amount of time. But I also spend a lot of time doing I do a phone interview with folks for about 45 minutes, where I try to get to know them, they get to know me, I'm not just looking for singers. I'm looking for people that want to be a part of a community, want to be a part of a community that gives back to their larger community. And that is, you know, somebody that's going to be, you know, a good person and going to bring something to an ensemble like this. I don't look for people that are going to fit in. I look for people that are going to bring something wondrous and beautiful about themselves that might be slightly different than other folks that we have in the choir, because that's how I think you end up with a rich tapestry of people and art making.
Thousand years of wrong. Thank you.
you know, we talked about the word wishes and wondrous. I think that's a different experience than some people have with trying to get into other groups, that it might be based on who in the family was involved or just not really kind, sensitive things that you mentioned in getting to know a person and getting to present more than one avenue to get to be heard, to be able to, you know, present your talent. I notice that after I attended last year to ones, and I noticed that the members stayed around in the lobby, and people were, they were approachable. I mean, that's a lot of things. You go to the musicians, singers, people are not approachable. They just disappear. But could you tell us a little bit about each of those days? What's different with the Sunday or the Sunday night? What are some of the ways that people interact with members of the chorus after the performance?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's been a big part of the culture of the choir for many, 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 many years, is to go out and greet the folks that are there. It's always, I never quite understand why people go hide away afterwards. Sometimes those interactions, those conversations of hearing what's, you know, meaningful from someone in the audience, and maybe something that people can get into a headspace where they're really sharing very intimate parts of their lives. Maybe someone passed away in their family, and hearing a certain song that you sang meant something to that person. So, you know, just having a bunch of faces, you know, we're going to sing to almost 4,000 people over the run of this concert, which is marvelous. But when you look out from the stage, that can sort of look like a sea of faces. But to have those small, a little bit more personal interactions after the concert really puts a face and puts a lot more depth and meaning into it, even for us as we're on stage. And then you take those sorts of stories and those interactions, and then you do the second show, and then you do the third show, and that builds up even of year after year after year after year. And so it really can help us remember why we do all of this. And I think we sometimes as artists we focus on the what and we forget the why. And it's just one way that we can keep ourselves grounded into answering that question.
Again, Christmas with Cord Leone starts on December 19th, and that's an evening one. December 20th at 5 p.m. and 8 p.m., and December 21st at 2 p.m., 5 p.m., and 8 p.m. Are there any differences in the characteristics of those different time slots?
Only the hour they're starting.
Okay. And the 8 p.m. one, is there one where people have candles or do something with light outside?
We do that for all of them. The 2 p.m. one will have a little bit of light coming in depending on what the weather is, but even those 5 p.m.s, it's dark out by that point. So, yeah. Welcome to Vancouver.
Right. I just think even if sometimes people will say, oh, well, I'm not religious, but I think that the range of things that you're presenting, it makes people feel good. And I think it's the feel good element that was part of your wish. I was reading that your wish for this Christmas with Corleone is to create a space where music can make deep and cherished holiday memories live in the moment, where all who listen might connect to the sound of Corleone as well as with one another, and where the joy and hope of the season can spill out of the illuminated sanctuary of St. Andrew's Wesley to bring light and life into the world. That's a big wish.
It is. But I mean, what are we doing at Christmas time if it's not that? I think it's really easy to get into the tinsel and wrappings of the season. And while, as you say, this isn't a religious service, there are aspects of this Christmas story rooted in religion and in the original Christmas story that I think then become applicable to a more humanistic way. Something that is about us and how we relate to one another. And I think that's the goal. That's the trick every year, is finding something that while you're singing, maybe, you know, an ancient carol or whatever else, it's speaking to something that's happening in your heart and in this world right now. And you know, I won't know if that's been successful yet till Thursday night, but when you really hear this with an audience, somehow or another, I think every year we are able to manage a bit of that feeling. And I think that's why people are coming and it's what they're really at the heart looking for.
Right, that feeling, you know, feeling good, because we know sometimes people are very sad at the holiday time, but this opportunity to not only come physically to the place, but to turn on your computer and hear it again at home, that this mission, a goal that a lot of people are doing to try and reduce the amount of mean speech and just help people feel more, because they feel so good, they might give a smile to someone that they wouldn't have, that they just feel, it's feeling to me like it empowers people to be kinder or to just do something different than getting in and out of a car, going off and on a computer.
That's just it. That's it exactly. The goal is for us to bring light to the people that are in the hall with us, so that they can take it outside and do something with that. And it's not for us to say how that manifests itself, but I do believe in the transformative power of art. I especially believe that of choral singing as a participatory thing, as well as for listening to. And if everybody does their little 1% of those 4,000 people that will come and hear us, that's a little bit of difference that you can make. And that feels really good if that's what can happen.
Okay. Another thing that in this city, you know, speaking with different people or people's experience with music, how important is mentorship to you? Is that something that you and others within the group offer? If a person is looking for a mentor, is Corleone a place where they might find one?
Well, it depends on the sort of mentorship that you mean. We do run an educational program called My Voice, which is a free 10-week program for young and future tenor, baritone, and bass singers. And that's a place where we're helping people try to find their voices. We begin that in, I believe that'll be starting up in February this year. And it really, that's the one place where that very sort of overt mentorship happens within the organization.
I think that kind of what you're communicating is that you are approachable. There's some things that's just such a arm's length, but people too, as the choir and the musicians are down into the courtyard, sometimes people, you know, hurry and go away because they think the people don't want to talk to them. But is that another place where a person shouldn't be shy if they're a musician and they just want to make a contact to come up and say to someone, you know, not only how much they liked the concert, but, you know, how much they would like to find, you know, they might be looking for a mentor as a musician or a singer?
Yeah, I mean that's certainly possible. You know, there's only so much both I and an organization like us can do, and so you know, there's always, when people do join the choir, I take very seriously that one of my goals is to not just conduct and, you know, make the thing, but also to be a teacher, to be an educator, and that the growth that is happening with the singers in the choir is in some ways, you know, some of their technical prowess, but also the way that singing such a wide variety of music, being open emotionally, all the rest of it, allowing this art to transform us. And in that way, I think not that necessarily even I'm a mentor, the art itself is a mentor. It teaches us, it changes us. I'm a different person because I get to be a part of all of this on a daily basis. And the singers are that way because they are as well. And hopefully then the audience to their extent and so on and so forth.
Yes, it just sounds like even from some of the titles of the songs, O Come, O Emmanuel, Silent Night, Tomorrow Shall Be My Dancing Day. Well, I haven't heard Tomorrow Shall Be My Dancing Day, so that would be a broadening of my experience. Ron Sexsmith, Maybe This Christmas. I think it's just an opportunity for people to experience something different and feel something different.
That is the hope.
Okay. We're going to play a couple of selections from the concert, and we'll just invite people to listen. I'm so grateful this morning to have had you as a guest and just to hear you express your wish, and now look forward to seeing that wish unfold on these dates between the 19th of December and the 21st.
Thank you so much.
Come, mothers and fathers.
Okay, this has been Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 Burnaby, streaming worldwide at cjsf.ca. You have been listening to this interview through the Sulu'au Show. Sulu'au is S-U-L-U-A-U, where my guest and I speak up so you can listen up and act upon what you've heard, like going to the wondrous winter program being offered by Corleone. I'm going to share a couple of other things related to that wish for peace. We talk about peace. A lot of songs have peace. I am not a singer, so I am going to share with you two of my poems that are related to peace. The first one is Open Up Your Heart. Open up your heart and let some poems shine in. Open up your heart and let some poems shine out. Poetry activates the inner space of joy and desire. Poetry builds the flame that lets thoughts take fire. Poetry opens up the stream that lets tears have their way. Until hope and patience have their way, open up your heart and let some poems shine out. Open up your heart and let some love shine in. Release potent words of thoughts that change the course of time. Release words that ring out, shout out, get foots. Folks, talking about the way the signs of the times rumble and recoil. The way the issues of the day urge you to pray. Open up your mind and let some poems ring and shine. Open up your mind and say what life has coded there. Open up your mouth and let peace and justice rhyme. Say what you mean and know in time to save our time. You have a beautiful heart and mind. Place your voice with mine and those like-minded. Open pages of words that stir thoughts unheralded. Open stages with words that ring and sing within you. Open up your heart and let some poems share out. That's a gift from me to ye, Sister C.
She knew that.
Another thing that we know about these times, sometimes the people are unhappy or sad during the holidays. And I think that having an opportunity to sometimes just sit back and reflect on the friendships that are there helps bring about happiness. Happiness is having our friendship. Happiness is a word so simple it seems. It's the substance of many people's dreams. Having a friend like you brings joy for sure. Makes me happy today and forevermore. Friendship is a gift from God to enjoy. It is sweeter than fruitcake, more permanent than an expensive toy. Happiness comes from balancing life's ups and downs. It blossoms with daily smiles, not constant frowns. You are such a source of smiles, thoughts, and care. Keeps me from doing crazy stuff on a dare. Happiness is knowing our lives go on without an end. You have helped forge a link better than money to spend. Eternally through spirit, our extended family is assured. Our kinship and love will fully be treasured. I am grateful to you, my listeners, for the times you send notes or call and say you've enjoyed the show. And happiness is having you as an audience. I'm Sister C. Love time, poem time, love time, poem time, love time, poem time, time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, time for poems, poets and singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Poem time, love time, time for you to reveal to me. Unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace. Rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words. Place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, love time. Love time, poem time, times for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme.